Welcome to episode 1233 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look with our chapter, Ripped from the Headlines, in which we examine Jesus's take on topics of contemporary relevance. How can we make sense of what's going on in our world today? How would Jesus respond to or counsel us about the issues that dominate our news feeds? We live in a time when conversations about rights and freedom dominate the public square. People demand the right to free speech, to self-expression, to privacy, to health, to security. Rights language is everywhere, and it is often deeply contested. Governments are seen both as protectors of rights and as threats to them. For Christians, the question becomes, how does Jesus want us to view rights, freedom, and authority? Are all rights the same, or are some more important than others? How do we balance loyalty to God's kingdom with submission to earthly rulers? Jesus did not deliver a political manifesto, but he gave us principles that continue to challenge and shape how we think about freedom and authority. His words teach us that rights are not simply about personal privilege, but about love, service, and justice. One of the most famous statements Jesus made about government comes in Matthew 22, verses 15 to 22. The Pharisees, trying to trap him, ask if it is lawful to pay taxes to Caesar. Jesus asks for a coin and says,
"Whose image is this?"
When they reply, "Caesar's," he answers,
"Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's."
This statement reveals a balanced view of government authority. Earthly rulers have legitimate authority in their sphere: taxes, order, governance. But ultimate allegiance belongs to God. Our lives bear his image, and therefore we belong fully to him. Here, Jesus refuses both blind obedience and outright rebellion. He teaches that government authority has a role, but it is never absolute. God's authority is higher, and when government demands what belongs to God, we must obey God rather than men. Jesus also redefines freedom. In John 8, verses 31 to 36, he tells his disciples that
"Everyone who sins is a slave to sin, but if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed."
To the Jews, political freedom from Rome was a pressing issue. But Jesus shifts the focus. The deepest bondage is not political oppression, but sin. The truest freedom is not political autonomy, but salvation through him. This doesn't dismiss the importance of social or political rights, but it places them in perspective. Even under unjust rulers, the believer can be free in Christ. True freedom is inward and eternal, not merely outward and temporal. The Apostle Paul, reflecting Jesus' teaching, often addressed the issue of rights. In 1 Corinthians 9, he insists he has the right to financial support as an apostle, but chooses not to use it so that nothing hinders the gospel. In Romans 14, he says believers have freedom in disputable matters, but should limit their freedom if it causes a brother or sister to stumble. The principle is clear: not all rights are equal. The right to serve God faithfully, to love our neighbor, and to proclaim the gospel outweighs personal privileges. Christians are called to lay down lesser rights for the sake of greater goods. Jesus himself modeled this. Though he had every right as the Son of God, he humbled himself, taking the form of a servant, and died for us. His life redefines rights, not as entitlements to cling to, but as opportunities to serve others in love. So should we be more mindful of the rights of some versus others? Jesus' teaching consistently emphasizes concern for the vulnerable, the marginalized, and the powerless. In Matthew 25, he identifies himself with the hungry, the sick, the imprisoned, the least of these. In Luke 4, verse 18, he declares his mission to bring good news to the poor, freedom for captives, sight for the blind, and liberation for the oppressed. Throughout his ministry, he defends the rights of women, children, lepers, foreigners, and sinners, those whom society ignored. This does not mean the rights of the powerful do not matter, but it does mean that followers of Jesus are called to prioritize the needs and rights of those most at risk. In the kingdom of God, greatness is measured not by how many rights we secure for ourselves, but by how faithfully we defend the dignity of others. Jesus also shows us how to relate to government authority. He honors legitimate authority, yet he resists when it contradicts God's purposes. He submits to arrest, even unjustly, because his mission is higher than political survival. Yet he also confronts Pilate, declaring that his authority comes only from above. Likewise, his followers are called to respect rulers, pay taxes, and pray for those in authority. But when governments demand what belongs to God or oppress the vulnerable, Christians are called to prophetic resistance, speaking truth, practicing justice, and sometimes suffering persecution for righteousness' sake. Let's get deep. Jesus is the true King. By distinguishing between Caesar and God, Jesus reveals that no human authority is ultimate. His kingdom transcends earthly politics. He is the King above all kings. Jesus redefines freedom. Freedom is not just political independence, but liberation from sin and death. His mission is to set us free at the deepest level. Jesus models self-emptying. Though he had every right as Son of God, he laid them down for our salvation. His character is marked by humility, sacrifice, and service. Jesus prioritizes the vulnerable. His ministry shows God's heart for the marginalized. In him, the last are first, and the oppressed find justice. Jesus confronts injustice without violence. He does not seek power by force, but exposes injustice through truth, love, and sacrifice. His mission reveals that God's kingdom advances not by coercion, but by transformation. What does this mean for us? How should we live in light of Jesus' example and his teachings? Hold government in perspective, respect its role, but remember God's authority is higher. Reconsider freedom. True freedom is found in Christ, not in politics or possessions. Lay down lesser rights. Be willing to sacrifice personal privileges for the sake of others and the gospel. Prioritize the vulnerable. Defend the dignity and rights of the poor, marginalized, and oppressed. Live prophetic lives. Speak truth, practice justice, and embody love, even when it challenges earthly powers.
You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That is what you ought to be seeking. That is what you ought to be craving. Do not obsess about those things that are fleeting.
Jesus' guidance on rights, freedom, and authority is both humbling and liberating. He shows us that government authority has a place, but God's authority is supreme. He reminds us that true freedom is not about autonomy, but about being set free from sin. He teaches us that rights are not all equal. Some must be laid down for the sake of love and justice. Was Jesus concerned about rights? Absolutely, but not in the way we often are. He was less concerned about personal entitlement and more concerned about defending the vulnerable, serving others, and advancing God's kingdom. As his followers, we are called to live the same way, holding our rights loosely, honoring rightful authority, resisting injustice, and prioritizing the dignity of others above ourselves. For in Christ, the greatest right of all is not what we claim for ourselves, but what we give away in love. Father, we thank you that all authority ultimately belongs to you. Forgive us for the times we have clung too tightly to our own rights and forgotten the call to love and serve others. Teach us to live with humility, honoring those in authority while always giving you our ultimate allegiance. Help us to use our freedom not for selfish gain, but for service. Give us courage to defend the vulnerable and wisdom to know when to lay down our own rights for the sake of the gospel. May our lives reflect the example of Jesus, who, though he had all rights as your son, humbled himself to serve and save us. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.